Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 5 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. This week's study is titled, A Season of Epiphany, and today's devotion is titled, The Mystery Revealed. Ben Witherington III once wrote, Paul is hoping that as the audience reads or hears this discourse, they will come to understand his insight into the mystery of Christ, that is, the mystery of God's inclusion of Gentiles with Jews in Christ and the new people of God. Our text for today is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Paul begins Ephesians chapter 3 by identifying himself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus, indicating that he is in chains for the sake of the gospel. This highlights his dedication to suffering for the sake of Christ. He refers to his special role as a steward of God's grace, implying that he has been entrusted with a significant message about God's love and salvation. This stewardship is not just for himself, but also for others. In verses 3 through 6, Paul mentions the message he received from God regarding the mystery that has now been revealed to him. He strongly encourages believers at Ephesus to understand this mystery because it is essential for grasping God's purpose for his church. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Ephesians explain Paul's use of the word mystery. The mystery of Christ means the mystery about Christ, or the mystery, the substance of which is Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, the mystery is the indwelling Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, the mystery refers to God's plan to unite all creation in Christ. Here, in Ephesians 3, 6, the mystery refers to the fact that Jews and Gentiles who believe are united in Christ. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary continue their exposition of verse 6 by stating, in case anyone missed his point, Paul explained exactly what that mystery entailed. While the early prophets had written about the inclusion of Gentiles alongside Jews, you can see Isaiah 49:6 and 56, verses 6 and 7. Their writings were interpreted to mean that Gentiles could become proselytes. The extent of this inclusion and the radical change, the Jews and Gentiles becoming one body under Christ's headship, was not even considered. No one ever knew this until God revealed it to Paul and the other New Testament apostles and prophets. this inclusion of Gentiles with Jews is described in three terms. First, heirs together. As heirs together, Jews and Gentiles are adopted into the same family, thus becoming brothers and sisters. Gentiles are fellow heirs of salvation and share equally with the Jews. You can see Romans chapter 8, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, and also the fourth chapter of Galatians, verse 7. Second, members together. As members of one body, they are united into one unit under Christ, the head. Paul used the word susuma, co-body. This was never used in Greek literature before Paul. And third, partakers together. As partakers in the promise, they will be fellow partakers and co-partners in receiving the coming blessings promised in God's kingdom. Check out 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. God's revelation to Paul marks a radical inclusion within God's salvation plan, breaking down previously established ethnic and cultural barriers. Paul underscores that the message of Christ is not limited to a specific group, but is accessible to all, demonstrating God's grace and love for all people. This unity among believers signifies that every person, regardless of background, has the opportunity to share in the blessings and promises of the gospel. Whosoever will place their trust in God can be transformed by His power because of His grace. Some questions to consider. How does Paul's understanding of this mystery impact his view of his own ministry? What does it mean that Paul was given the stewardship of God's grace? And finally, in what ways does this mystery challenge the existing social and religious divisions of our culture? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.